Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're here to kick off the weekend a little bit early. Disney Talk's the best way to do that, so stand by for that. First, a word from our great sponsors. That includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time to put together that 2018 trip, guys, there's still time to travel in 2018. The fall and winter are a great time to visit Walt Disney World. But of course, we can now book through just about all of 2019 as well. So just drop by the magicforless.com today. Check out all the great specials over there. Check out the agent profiles. These agents are professionals. They're passionate about the product. They've been there, done that, and are going to help you plan an amazing Disney adventure, whether it's the Walt Disney World, Disneyland, sailing with Disney Cruise Line, even in Adventures by Disney. They have the know-how to get you in the best vacation possible at the lowest cost possible. So check them out today and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. They're over at themagicforless.com. Thanks again to everybody who supports the Be Our Guest podcast with your online shopping. Every time you head to Amazon, please bookmark it. Go through our link. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1360 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com, which you can hear on your Amazon Echo. I'm not going to say the name because I don't want the one sitting 2 feet from me to come on, or your Google Home. Just yell at it to play the station on TuneIn, and you'll have some great Disney tunes playing. But right now, we're like a talk station. That's what we do. We're like the old person AM radio station, but only better because we're talking about Disney, not talking about politics or the call-in trade show. Like we used to have in St. Louis on Saturday mornings, it was called the Trading Station, where people would call in and be like, I have a cart that I got from Kmart, and I'll sell it for $25, and give me a call. And they give you give your phone number out in the 50,000-watt radio station. People give their phone. What were we thinking in the 80s and 90s? Like, people, the Trading Station, they used to do that on KMOX here in St. Louis. Like, you know, I have a gerbil and a guinea pig with a cage. You know, I'll sell it for $10 or I'll trade. It was the craziest thing anyway, but you're not here for that. We're here to talk Disney. It was so weird, though. Not looking back, man, I don't know. What were we thinking? But anyway, Pam Forrester joining me today to have some fun Disney talk. She's from the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday, Pam. What's going on?
Happy Friday. I was looking around trying to see what I had to trade here.
It was so nuts. We went out the way. There was like rules. Like, you couldn't sell cars, you couldn't sell firearms, but almost anything else was like fair game. It was ridiculous.
Anything else is fair game. I don't know. I'm sure that there are some CDs down there since we were talking about those on Wednesday's show. Some CDs and some DVDs I probably don't need because I've had them on my iTunes and in the cloud for years, but I'm not willing to give them up. What would happen if something would happen to the cloud? So
yeah, I think we have bigger fish to fry than our music if that happens. That's what I keep telling myself. Like, come on now.
I guess that could be the case, yes. If we have a Walking Dead situation or whatever, I won't, you know, be like, shoot, I wish I had that playlist from Epcot's entrance in the 80s.
Hey, Scott Gardner, would that'd be he'd be worried about that, you know, that and some Qdoba, and he'd be set. So so today we want to remind you again that you know, we're jumping into this one because the Magic for Less Travel, obviously sponsored today's podcast, is focusing this week on last minute trips, because that's one of those things I think that, especially, you know, and I'm pointing at you, listener, and if you're watching on Facebook, I'm pointing at you, viewer, because I'm guilty of this. You know, as Disney fans, we have been conditioned, we have been taught that you want to book your Disney vacation as early as possible to put yourself in a better situation, because obviously we just talked about this with the release of the 2019 packages a few weeks back. You know, you have the first opportunity for all the you know, if there's a certain kind of room, you want to stay in a, you know, a cottage at Boardwalk Villas or whatever, you know, whatever it is, some unique type of room. When they're released, that's your best opportunity to stay there. And of course, you know, you book it, you look for discounts down the road, so forth. But today we're kind of reversing things, and it's going to give some people anxiety, because I think a lot of people, when faced with an opportunity to go to Disney, no matter when it is, whatever it is, you would go. I mean, I'm in that boat. But I think a lot of people would just get, like, you know, start to get hives and get nervous that, wait a second, I'm going in 4 weeks, but you make your reservations at 180 days for dinner. Am I going to be able to eat? I mean, those kind of questions will come up. And no, you can do this, right, Pam? I mean, we talked about this, but I mean, there's things to think about, but I mean, it's definitely doable.
It is, I think. And that's the thing I think that we wanted to help people with. You know, our agents are really experts in this space. So when you come to us and you're like, you know what, I've been thinking, like, I want to do like a last hurrah for the summer. Like, I want to do one more big activity with the kids before we go away. And I was thinking of vacation, but I don't know where. And, you know, is this possible? It absolutely is possible. You know, just like everything else, as you get closer to the date, sometimes people end up having to cancel or whatnot. So we can typically find availability at a number of the resorts. And there are specials this year for Disney that you can take advantage of at all the Disney destinations, at World, at Land, on the cruise. And that's sort of unheard of. There just happened to be a few sailings where Disney is offering like up to 25% off, which is huge on the cruise. And even Alani has some specials too that are being offered. So this is, you know, you're kind of in a unique position in that you have these offers, but we can still do the planning. Like, don't fret. We don't, you know, if people come to us and they're like, I want to do a last minute vacation. And I was looking at the stats. There's actually in the last week, there's a bunch of agents who have booked some vacations that were coming up in the next like couple weeks to a month. Mm-hmm. It's not like these folks are going to starve. They're going to have places to eat too. I promise you. So even if we can't get your first choice, you know, spot, we'll help you find something else.
And I will say personally, just myself, you know, just before we recorded today, you know, of course, I'm helping guests plan trips. For example, I booked a guest this morning on a free dining package for September, late September at Coronado Springs. It was like, you know, because there's only one person going by himself. But I mean, you know, $1,500, he's getting free quick service dining. He's staying for a week at Coronado Springs. I mean, with a 4-day hopper, that's a great deal. And I mean, I think a lot of times, you know, we get caught up in the, you know, free dining. When it drops, everybody starts to freak out because it does go quickly. But the thing is with discounts, they don't necessarily vanish. You just got to be creative in your dates, your resorts, and look at the different options. But I mean, like you said, not only can you do this, you can also qualify for discounts even at the last minute. Even though we encourage you to do it as soon as you can, they're still out there. I was shocked to find it, but I was glad to find it for the guests, you know, so it's out there.
Yeah, there are. And that's what we're in a good spot with that this year. I think in particular, we found some last minute availability. So that's what I mean. That's how you approach the whole thing. I mean, I think if you're doing a last minute trip, so let's say you're doing something that's under 60 days, right? One of the first things that we're going to do after we find availability is help you start looking at FastPass. That has to be your first consideration because some of those fast passes won't be there and some of them, you know, we'll find availability. But I think the key to all this is flexibility and keep looking. Those are things that you're going to hear me say about 100 times during this podcast. And that's true, especially of the fast pass. Be flexible. Let's, you know, if one thing is your absolute, you know, most important, let's have some flexibility in those days and see. Don't be like, well, we have to do Animal Kingdom on this day. Let's see if we can do it any of these days. If Flights of Passage is your, you know, the big one that you want to do, can you do it any of your trip days? Or can you do Slinky Dog Dash any of your trip days? And then we kind of start from there.
And going along with that, I would say that, of course, you know, say you're booking a trip maybe inside of 30 days. Let's really take it to last minute, you know, maybe in 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And you see, well, you know, my goodness, you know, I can't get Slinky Dog. You know, I can't get Flight of Passage. But the thing is, you got to remember this. Everybody has a fair shake at rope drop. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't mean you're not riding Slinky Dog. You might ride Slinky Dog 3 times in 90 minutes. As long as you're there when the park opens, you're way ahead of the game. And you can do that with Flight of Passage. I mean, because think about this. Somebody has to be the first in line. Now, of course, you're going to invest more time because you're going to have to get there, you know, before the park opens, sometimes maybe an hour before the park opens. For Toy Story Land, maybe 90 minutes before the park opens, or, you know, Flight of Passage for Pandora. But the thing is somebody's got to be first in line. And if you're first in line, you can ride it. You can get right back in line, ride it again. And then you use those fast passes, say, at the studios for things like Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, Star Tours, you know, other things. And you have a full day, and sometimes you're even out of there by noon. So even with a last minute trip, those fast passes are going to be there at 30 days or less. I would guess, and I've seen that for myself. You know, I think that's a good thing to think about.
Yeah. It is too. And that's what we have talked about in the past weeks, that because of Slinky Dog Dash, and Alien Swirling Saucers, we've seen a lot of availability open up at Toy Story Midway Mania. And Disney really anticipated the demand for these new for this new land, and they're having extra magic hour every day at the studios, which is another big plus. They actually they extended them for Animal Kingdom as well to help with Flight of Passage. So there's really there's, you know, lots of things. And like you said, Mike, just because you don't have a fast pass for something doesn't mean you aren't going to ride it. But our suggestion is always going to be get there when the park opens. And if you're staying on site, absolutely take advantage of extra magic hours. You'll be rewarded for that.
Yeah, I do want to give everybody a heads up. That's, you know, because I know everybody's trying to get in Toy Story Land to see it because everybody, you know, a lot of folks going down. This is going to be your new thing you want to check out. And I get it. It's very cool. It's hot, but it's cool, too. Both. But I will say that, you know, I was staying at Yacht Club and I'd run every morning down to the studios and back. And every morning I would start my run at 6. And every morning when I went by the studios at about 6:15, 6:20, there were a decent amount of people there at that time. So I think that if I was just kind of casually thinking about it, if the park opened at 7, I'd plan to arrive at 6:45. If you really want to be in the front of the crowd, I would shoot to be there around 6 or 6:15. Because I think that's going to pay off. Because, I mean, I know that's super early for a vacation to be up at, say, 5:30, getting out the door, walking or to the bus or whatever, you know, what have you, getting in the car. But the thing is like, you know, maybe, you know, you're up at 5:30, but you can probably get most of the park done by noon, go back and take a nap. You know, I think you got to think about it. Maybe you're not sleeping 8 hours or 10 hours in a chunk, but maybe, you know, you have a shorter night the day you're going to the studios the next day. But then, you know what, if you can take a nap from like 1 to 3, that's awesome. Cause it's the hottest part of the day. You're rejuvenated for the night, go to a different park and have a good day. You know, it's a good full day.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. Yeah. There's lots of techniques that you can take advantage of that work, even if you don't have fast passes. So just keep that in mind and don't get discouraged. And you know what, you may find that there are, this is a trip where you experience all kinds of different attractions that you don't typically take the time to do. So
absolutely. So let's talk about, you know, you want to go down, say in 30 days, I think you have to be flexible on where you're going to stay. You know, maybe, you know, you are somebody who like me and I love Riverside, but you know, for some reason I can't get Riverside. Don't see this. And this is one of the things I've learned over the past 10 years. And I'm really kind of a creep. You know, I'm a total creature of habit. If everybody watches me on Instagram, I do the same thing every morning. I get up, I run, you know, that I eat my exact same sandwich, my ramen sandwich, my egg with my peanut butter toast. I mean, boom, and I get to work. That's just, I'm a robot, like when it comes to how my days go. And I'm kind of like that with my Disney vacation. So my favorite place I like to stay, Riverside and so forth. But what I found is when I've come into a, you know, a situation where, oh man, Riverside's not available, or it's the most like a Riverview room and I don't want to pay that extra, you know, money to stay in that view because I'm going to be busy that weekend. You know, like I stayed at Boardwalk one time just because that was the place we had on a group rate. And I wasn't real excited for it coming out of this. I love the Boardwalk, man. I would stay there every time if I could. So I think that a lot of times you got to see obstacles become opportunities, especially last minute. Don't you think so?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing about a last minute trip too. It's think of it as your opportunity to discover your new favorite, and insert a word, resort, attraction, restaurant, whatnot. Take what's available, see if there's a special, you know, we can look and play with dates and see if we can find something that works for you. It's a great opportunity to just experience something out of the ordinary and just take it as such.
So where do you think, what kind of resorts typically have most last minute availability? Okay, so if you're looking for something kind of outside the box, Walt Disney World Resorts, if you're not seeing what you're, you know, typically looking for, what are the places that maybe you go to that people don't think about?
I think that we can typically find availability at All-Star Music. That seems to be, mm-hmm. of the three All-Stars, that consistently has availability. Sometimes sports. You're probably not going to be able to get Pop so popular right now that it's challenging to find some availability there. But probably at one of the values if you want to. Caribbean Beach, there's a lot of construction going on there. So that means that there's typically, you know, some availability there. But the good news is that the main features of Caribbean Beach, that great pool and the kids pool area, are still open, and they have been. So even if you want to do a pool day, you're still going to be able to at Caribbean Beach. there's construction absolutely going on at the resort. It's not going to be going on in your room, though. And you'll still be able, they start at a reasonable time. They end at a reasonable time. And, you know, you'll still be able to experience a lot of good stuff at that resort. And then when you're looking at the deluxe resorts, that's really, it's so weird that there's all kinds of different things that show up. Sometimes contemporaries there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'll find Animal Kingdom there. But there's you could find any resort available on a different day at the deluxe resorts. And then in terms of the deluxe villas, we tend to see a lot of availability last minute at Old Key West and Saratoga, both of which are great locations because you can take that boat right over to Disney Springs and experience everything that you see there. So
yeah, that's what I was going to say. One of the places I would look, if you're looking for last minute availability and you're looking for a really great place to stay that's thinking outside the box, because again, I've said this too, Old Key West, I love staying there last summer. We had a great time. But Old Key West, I never, ever considered because I always thought of it as still the old, you know, it's the old DVC resort. I mean, that's just what it was. And I'm like, well, I'm not DVC. So, you know, and it's a different kind of thing. Like, I'm a regular old vacation person. You know, I'm not going to enjoy it there. I loved it. You know, of course, the restaurant not to be named is my favorite, really one of my favorites at Walt Disney World. Enjoyed it again after you guys took off and went home. We took our friends over there. Another amazing meal with the best waiter of the trip. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just so much fun. I love the vibe of it. You know, it's just, and the rooms are, you know, they're getting rejuiced. Like, what do you say? Zhuzhed? They're getting zhuzhed.
Okay, yes, so it means
zhuzhed. They need it. So they're getting updated too, but it's, you know, right on a golf course. I mean, I think everybody dreams of staying on a golf course. That's kind of fun for me. So, that's some things to think about as far as staying last minute. But we talked about dining, and here's how I feel about dining on a last minute trip. Everybody needs some sit-down meals because I think that's, especially if you're going, say, in August, September, it's still hot down in Florida. You got to get in some AC and have some good food. I get that. But think outside the box. You know, this is an opportunity to eat at your resort maybe, you know, say a Boat Rights or that restaurant I just am not going to name. That's a great place to go for a meal. You're thinking about places like, I'm trying to think, where else? Like a Kona Cafe usually would have some last minute opportunities to dine. Help me out here. Like a Whispering Canyon, a Trails End. What else, Pam? I'm trying to think about good table service restaurants outside the parks that probably have availability even day of.
And so I think that you'll have a much better chance of finding something available at the resorts. Like, you're right, Mike, like Whispering Canyon or Artist Point or something like that. You're typically going to be able to find a lot of availability at some of the signature restaurants. So go ahead and plan, you know, that kind of night too. But think of each of the resorts. You're going to find some probably at Sanaa. They'll probably find some availability. There are so many great restaurants over at Disney Springs right now that you can find some availability there. Again, the key is to be flexible, look at off times, and to keep checking. Thankfully, that Disney Dining app is on your phone now in My Disney Experience. You can check that a couple times throughout the day. There's no harm in it, and keep looking for different restaurants. And the other thing, of course, I'm always going to remind people about is the lounges. They have access to some really great food that's served at the other restaurants, but they're there at the lounge. And some of them are great stand-up locations on their own, like Cruise Cup. They have great food. But each of the lounges has some good food. Victoria Falls over at Animal Kingdom Lodge, we really enjoy that location as well. Think about the lounges when you're thinking about it. Each of them has at least a menu with some appetizers. Some have more, you know, robust menus with entrees and everything like that. But some, they're going to have at least something that can work as a meal for you.
You know, too, and again, churn maybe an obstacle into an opportunity. When it's a last minute trip, maybe lean on this trip more towards counter service locations, like I said, in lounges. What I've noticed is Disney's really stepped up the game when it comes to basically, you know, places that you're not sitting down and having a long meal. Go to a place like, say, Nomad Lounge or Geyser Point. Those are kind of a tweener. You know, they're not like you're sitting down at a table, you know, you can get apps and some entree types, shareable things is fun when you're with a group. You know, those are great opportunities. I love Geyser Point. And it's a boat ride away from the Magic Kingdom. Boom, you're right there in the middle of the Magic having a great night. But also, I mean, they've really stepped up the games with Santuli Canteen at Pandora. I would eat there every single night if I could. On our trip, we went back a second time after you guys left. The only reason I want to go to Animal Kingdom that night was to eat there, to have the protein bowl. I love it. I mean, in the cheeseburger pots. You know, those kind of places. Even Pecos Bill's at the Magic Kingdom. I think that there's so many fun opportunities to have counter service meals. Columbia Harbor House, Sunshine Season. You know, that's one of those places that, you know, it's kind of under the radar, but it's got good food. I think that, you know, counter service, while it's not as fancy and as... you know, I think a lot of people consider vacation with sit-down dining, but I think counter service is really nice. It's a great opportunity to kind of also open up flexibility in your touring schedule because you're not tied to, I have to be here at 7:10. You can eat whenever it comes up, and you can eat next to, like, if you want to ride Soarin', boom, Sunshine Season's right next to it. You're killing two birds with one stone. I think it's important on a last-minute trip.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, you can't overlook counter service because Disney has so many great counter service locations. They just really do. And again, I'll mention, you know, do a shout out to Disney Springs here. Think about Deluxe Burger and Blaze Pizza. But then there's Morimoto's. There's a walk-up window that goes with that and some other great locations. I will always, you know, have a meal at Wolfgang Puck Express. I just think they're putting out some good food there. It's something different. You can do anything from salads and pizzas to full-on rotisserie chickens. They just, and that bacon-wrapped meatloaf, which we know that Mike is a fan of, that, I mean, that's good. So it's just good food. So you can go there too. And again, locations outside the park are going to be easier with less wait, less lines, and you'll be able to access those.
And I'll say, you know, speaking of Disney Springs, Pam wanted to go to Earl of Sandwich. And here's kind of how I felt with that when she said that. I've loved Earl of Sandwich for the last decade. It's probably the best value on Disney property as far as I always get the holiday sandwich. Now they have it year round. I get the mac and cheese as my side. It's so good. It's probably 7,000 calorie lunch, but forget it. You're on vacation. But the thing is, you know, I almost felt guilty going there because I was like, that is like, can I still go to Earl of Sandwich? Because like you mentioned, you got Blaze Pizza, you got Deluxe Burger, you got all these great opportunities to dine. You know, you got the poutine stand, you got what's the BB
Big Bad Wolf.
Yeah, one of BB Wolf's. You know, you got all these cool places to eat. Like I almost felt like, am I allowed still to go to Earl of Sandwich? And when I got there and we sat down, I'm like, oh my gosh, this sandwich is still unbelievable. I love it. Like I was in heaven. I was just like, oh, so good. And it was like $7 with an annual pass discount to boot, you know, and they have Disney dining plan there too. But I mean, I think the thing is I think we get so tied up in like, okay, here's the latest and the greatest. It's okay to go back to those places that have been there for years and years. They're still good. And I think that's good on last minute trips.
I agree. They're great locations. They really are. And that's the thing that, you know, there may have been some place that you haven't eaten at in a few years. And now, because of a last minute trip and you think it's a negative, you're going to be able to turn it into a positive and enjoy that experience.
Well, like Kristen says on Facebook, you know, just make a meal out of Sprinkles cupcakes. I mean, hey, you're on vacation. I mean, think outside the box, you know, hey, and it's all good. You know, I am not going to judge you. I'm not, you know, because you could have, you know, the appetizer cupcake, the entree cupcake, and of course, what are you gonna have for dessert? A cupcake. I mean, come on.
Well, you could have a milkshake.
Or that, yeah, exactly. I didn't even know they had ice cream. Mallory got ice cream. Yeah. Interesting.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Hannah always gets, they have a Captain Crunch.
Really? Like the cereal?
Yes, they blend it in, yeah, to the milkshake. And then they blend in a cupcake too. So
good Lord. What's America coming to?
It's a good time to be alive.
Yes, it is. God bless America. All right. So what other things that we've kind of talked about? Dining, where to stay, how to tour slightly. I mean, that really covers the big three, but, you know, talk to somebody who this is just giving them hives. Like, in some ways, I would imagine that a last minute trip, here's how I feel about it, kind of, if somebody who's an Uber planner, you know, somebody who likes to plan a year out, do their ADRs exactly at 180. Like they're done with where they're going to eat, say at, you know, 8 o'clock Eastern, you know, 180 days out. Like they're done, you know, like they've got it all set. Everything's set it, you know, 8 o'clock Eastern, 60 days out. They know their fast pass. It's like, they are so on it. You present them with an opportunity for a last minute trip a month from now. in many cases, what I have found is when I get these last minute trips, they are the best. And here's why. There's no pressure. It's like a bonus. You know, it's like, you don't really have a lot of expectations. Everything's gravy. And I found that when I have these kind of trips, it's like, wow, I wasn't expecting to go a month from now. I'm going now. And it's kind of freeing because you don't have so many plans and you just go and you have a blast. I mean, it's almost like the trips of 20 years ago.
I agree. I feel like you, anytime I have an opportunity to do a last minute trip, it absolutely is just like gravy. It really is. It just feels like an extra bonus. We enjoy these probably more than we do a trip that we planned for, because like I said, we do discover things that we had forgotten about or that, you know, we usually don't have the opportunity to do or don't make time to do. And I love that about the last minute trips. There's a few things that maybe you need to think about when planning a last minute trip that you don't have to think about when you're planning so far in advance. One of the things is make sure that you're aware of the cancellation and change fees. Those are important things. And oftentimes, if you're planning at least 30 days in or less, typically your cancellation and change fee is at the time, you know, it expires at the time that you're booking. In other words, that deposit, you won't be able to get a refund, but you could move your date. So check with your travel planner on that. You can still use Magical Express, even if you're planning a last minute trip. I know that a lot of people worry about that they won't get the tags in time and whatever. It doesn't matter if you don't get the tags in time. It really doesn't, because you can just either grab your luggage or give Magical Express your luggage claim tickets and they'll pull them for you.
Can I go behind the curtain here for just 1 second on that?
Okay,
cover your ears, little kids. Those yellow stickers are really not magic. They just put them on your bags to get them where they need to go. Okay, I said it.
Okay. It's true. It is true. So even if you don't have the yellow stickers, it's not a big deal. It just really isn't. There's some challenges that Magical Express has had from the beginning in mailing them out. Mm-hmm. And they still experience those challenges from time to time. So there are plenty of guests who travel and use Magical Express effectively and don't have the stickers. So don't worry about that. You can still personalize your magic bands. They may not ship to you, but they'll be available for pickup in your colors as long as you do so. I think it's like 10 or 11 days in advance. So make sure you go ahead on and personalize. And even if you don't have an opportunity to personalize, you still get magic bands when you check in, or you can use a magic band that you have.
I was going to say, but I mean, can you wear a gray magic band? Like I can't, you know, I got a gray one, but in purpose, because I put a sticker on it. Ben Lappin made us some awesome magic for less stickers and it looked great on a gray one.
But
I
mean,
okay, so I'm being an elitist here. I can't wear a gray one. And my wife ordered a gray one on purpose. She's like, what color do you want, Pam? Gray. I'm like, what? You want a gray? Like,
gray.
I know. It's like, I can't do it.
So yes, I do that all the time, but you can still personalize them up until a certain date. And even after that, you'll still get magic bands. So it's all good. And again, I'm just going to remind everyone, keep checking and be flexible, because those are the keys. But you know what? If you are those two things, if you can go ahead and give up some of that control, think of everything you're going to get back from a last minute trip. I mean, it's just a really, you know, it's a great time. And when you think about it, the reason why we've had guests come to us, I think, a lot of times for last minute trips is they've started thinking about, you know, making a trip for like a couple nights at a place that's not that far from them. And they started researching the hotel cost and then the ticket cost and then everything. And they come to us saying, this is more expensive than a last minute Disney trip. And it's true. And they're like, and it's going to be a lot less fun. So let's look at some of those things. But I think that's what happens. Like Mike said, it sort of is just a trip that is gravy. And I love it.
So before we close out here on Friday, this is a shorter show, but we want to get it in. You know, it's a busy time, summer, you know, and all that stuff. But, you know, Pam, tell us a success story for you for a last minute trip. Like you said, these things come up for you sometimes where, okay, I'm going down for something regarding the travel agency, or I just have the opportunity, you know what, there's a special out there. Our family needs a, you know, maybe a 4-day weekend, and it's a great time to go down. And, the, you know, and like we said, this show's coming out at the end of July, you know, in the head, you know, it's summertime. But the thing is, fall and early winter, just amazing times to go down. You got food and wine. You got the Halloween parties. You got the Christmas parties. And these, I think, last minute trips don't necessarily have to be the 10-day knock them out of the park trip that you might have once a year, once every couple of years. This is an opportunity to go down three or four nights and just have a blast. You know, go to a party, you know, have some good meals and swim at your pool and come home. You know, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be so much park time, I think.
I agree. I absolutely agree. So I can think of, you know, in the past year or two, Steve and I will oftentimes plan like last minute, like a long weekend sort of thing, just because we're like, you know, we're both crazed at work and we need to just step out of the office for a little bit. And we do this. And so I usually go into it thinking to myself, you know what, I'm willing to take whatever Disney resort is available. Like I'm going to plug the dates in there and see what pops up. And sometimes I'll look at a couple different weekends, you know, to see what my availability is. And then I'll pick a resort. Well, we happened to get, you know, the yacht club was available and it was right after they had gone through the renovation. So I'm like, boom, that's my choice. Yacht club. Couldn't be much better than that. Right. And then, you know, I really wanted to eat at California Grill because it was just going to be the two of us. And, you know, I think at that point we were celebrating something, but there wasn't anything available. So I was like, okay, you know what, I'll just plan something else. And I planned a really great meal too. But that evening, or it was actually the day before, and I was looking through the phone and I'm like, you know what? I checked on my Disney Experience app. Boom, California Grill available. I mean, this, it was like the day before and I'm like, okay.
Did you have to go to the doctor to get your thumb repaired because you sprained it because you hit so hard on that button? Like, confirm.
I know. I'm like, please God, let my credit card work.
Yes, I know.
It's a payment thing.
That's true. Because, you know, on my Disney Experience, it's like a 1 out of 3 chance that it won't work. You know, 2 out of 3 times it does work, but that one time it's always the thing you need.
Then you like, you get, there's something wrong with your payment. I'm like, no, this is the same credit card that's been on there for forever. So we found that. And then we've even had things open up, you know, anytime we're looking for dining, sometimes anytime we're hanging around, I just kind of look around and see, plug in some dates and see what pops up. But that's the beauty of it. We had such a fantastic stay and I was so glad that we did it. You know, sometimes when you're looking at those last minute trips, you're like, oh, is it really worth the expense and the whatever? But it's those kind of trips that I feel are worth it even more so than, you know, the ones you plan for years and years. So
I agree. It is. I mean, it takes the stress out of it, really, because, again, you're just kind of going in and your expectations are not as high as, like, you know, for this past vacation where we were down there for such a long time. I had, you know, so many things that I had on the agenda that I wanted to get done because we were there for so long. If I was going to go down and take Mallory, you know, maybe we're just going to go down for a Halloween party. I'm thinking about doing that in, you know, maybe late September, early October, just for a weekend. It'd just be, what do you want to do? Okay, well, hey, you want to ride the Carousel of Progress? Let's do it. You want to go on TTA? Let's go. You want to ride Buzz? Let's head in there. You know, like, we'll just knock things off. And whether we have fast passes or not, you know, we'll take care of fast passes as they come up. But, I mean, we'll take advantage of secondary, third-tier attractions and have a great time. You know, and enjoy those people you're with, the meals and so forth. And so I know we're kind of focusing on this over at the Magic for Less because something that I think as travel planners, we're really good. And we think about with our guests, you know, okay, let's get on this. You know, let's, I mean, that's in our name. You know, we're planners. Let's get this done, you know, 9 months out, 12 months out. You know, we didn't really talk about cruise line. We don't want to spend a ton of time on this. But, I mean, I think that a lot of folks don't know you can get things that are called, you know, guarantee staterooms, you know, at the last minute, which come with heavily restricted fares. You know, like once you pay the money, you're not getting it back. But, I mean, if you can make it happen, man, you can really get a great deal on a cruise line stateroom, too.
It's true. And the good, and I mentioned the 25% off on Disney Cruise Line's, you know, special sailings, and those are sailings that are like Halloween on the High Seas sailings. I mean, you know, talk about celebrating. Those are some awesome choices, but even if they're just regular sailings, that's great too. You can take the offer, whatever Disney Cruise Line may have, and you can combine it with our fantastic onboard credit offer. So it's like you're sort of double dipping in the discounts there, which is never a bad thing in my eyes. So love that. But yeah, you can. If there happens to be guaranteed staterooms available, what that means is you are booking and locking in that at least you'll get that type of stateroom. So there's inside guaranteed staterooms, outside guaranteed it guaranteed staterooms and veranda guaranteed staterooms, just depending on the sailing and what Disney Cruise Line has. But if you can lock one of those in, let's say you lock in an outside stateroom, you know that you will at least have an outside stateroom. You may be upgraded to a veranda stateroom, and it has happened. Again, it just depends on what Disney Cruise Line has. So those are great options, absolutely. And just to mention quickly, Disneyland is a great destination to plan last minute, because guess what? You don't have to do fast pass 60 days in advance. You don't have to book dining 180 days in advance. Those are great opportunities to just go ahead and take advantage of everything that Disneyland has to offer, including that new Pixar Pier and the Pixar Fest and all of that stuff. So do that. And then even Alani has some great specials that are happening this fall. I mean, stay three nights, get a fourth night free. I mean, I did a video for this on the travel agency site, but if I'm going to Alani, I'm staying at least four nights, and I might try to be like, stay six nights, get two nights free.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna, I mean, you know what? You've already paid for the plane. You know what? So stay as long as you can. That's my philosophy when I go to, that's what I did this past summer. I'm like, well, you know, I'm going to buy one plane ticket down and I'm going to buy one plane ticket back. So I may as well stay a long time. That's how I justify it. Yeah, so wait, whatever. But you know what? I think it's great because, you know, every once in a while these opportunities will pop up and I think you can seize those. And those honestly will turn into sometimes the best trips you ever take. So I'm glad we got to talk about this. I think some good tips there, and it's fun. So Pam, I know that the agents over the Magic for Less, you know, we are kind of, changing the way we think about it. You know, how can we help our guests have a great last minute trip? And I think now's a great opportunity to drop by, like, you know, just get into the end of the show here, the ad read. But, you know, just while you're here, you know, the agents are focusing on this. And I think that, you know, the fall is a great time for that last minute trip. So drop by the Magic for Less, right?
Yep, absolutely. We realized that there were a lot more guests planning those last minute trips, and we wanted to let them know we can help. We have expertise in this area. How can we help our guests better? We can make sure that even their last minute trip is just as magical as a trip that's been planned for a long period of time. So we've been, talking about this message and getting it out there to let people know about it.
All right, so just drop by the Magic for Less. Check out all the great specials. Go down for Halloween party, Christmas party, pay food and wine. Run Disney race. You got the Wine and Dine Half Marathon. A lot of those are sold out, but you can still get bibs if you run through a charity, you know, stuff like that. So it's a great time to go. And like I said, you know, last minute trip doesn't have to be a long trip, but I mean, just think about it. Boy, there's something for your mindset when you get to go down, escape reality for say 96 hours, come home and, you know, get back to work. We're not going to talk about it. It's Friday. Let's not talk about going back. It's the weekend, so forget that. Anyway, don't forget also, we have our great Amazon affiliate link. It really does help support the show when you do your online shopping. Anything you buy on Amazon, whether it's socks, a new, what are you going to buy? I'm looking at some smart plugs so that I can just yell at my Amazon things and have the lights go on and off. That'd be sweet.
I know. Do you have those? Steve bought me a brand new studio light.
I saw one of those. Was it like 56 bucks? I bet you got the same thing because I bought the same backdrop as you. And I think they're tagging me because now I bought that sweet backdrop that's behind you. I have that whole kit.
Oh, yeah.
There's a studio light that apparently others have bought.
It is a studio light. I don't know, because he paid more for it than I wanted him to pay for it when he told me what it was. I was like, I really don't need that good of lighting. I mean, I'm just sitting here in my little studio here, you know, recording. But yes, he bought me a new studio light through Amazon. I was like, yes. I mean, it's sort of, hopefully, it's making me look better.
It does. I mean, that's wonderful, because it does. It looks really good. You know what? And it also doubles like a tanning bed. You know, you're probably getting a tan as you're sitting there.
Yes. And I'm pretty tan right now.
Exactly. We are looking the best we're going to look here for the next, few months. We're pretty good.
For the rest of our lives right now. I mean, you know, it just keeps going downhill every day as we progress.
It's true. So. We're no spring chickens anymore. I'm just saying. Anyway, so we appreciate your support through Amazon, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at brguestmike and at brguestpod. And of course, lots of fun over on the Facebook page at facebook.com/beourguestpodcast. All right, we're going to get out of here. Let you get on with your weekend. Pam's going to continue to tan up in the studio. We will catch up with her. She's going to head over to Europe and get on that river cruise. I'm so jealous. It's going to be so fun. What are you looking most, real quick, like 30 seconds? This is a totally kind of new experience for you, which you've done, you know, we talk Disney, you've done a lot of the things many, many times. Definitely a different type trip for you. So what are you looking forward to on the front end? Before you ever go, I want to hear what you're thinking. What are you looking forward to?
So first of all, I'm really looking forward to Budapest. I really am. I didn't know that there was a Buddha and a Pest, like there were two different sides of a country.
I didn't know that either. I thought you were joking. Okay, there you go.
Now, hello. But I've taken Adventures by Disney vacations before, and I shared this on my personal Facebook page, but one of the things I'm most looking forward to is I didn't have to plan for weeks, months, years. Think about transportation, hotels that have air conditioning for my American family who needs that. You know what I mean? Restaurants that would, you know, serve food on a night where we're just like, okay, you know what? I don't want anything new or whatever. I just want some regular food. Thank you very much. You know, you go through that. That's the beauty of traveling and, you know, sort of the unknown is can be good and bad for us in traveling. When you travel with Adventures by Disney, when you're going internationally, it is like a different experience. And I always describe it as if what it's like to travel with your mom. Right? When you're a child, okay? You don't have to think about the hotels. You don't have to worry about how you're getting from there to there. If you're thirsty, they have water. If you get a scrape, they have a Band-Aid. I mean, if you need a restaurant recommendation, they got one. So, I mean, that's the beauty of an Adventures by Disney vacation is that they make traveling so easy, even when it's complicated. I don't worry about a thing. I'm just there experiencing it and focusing on the people I'm with. And that's what I love about it.
All right. Well, in the words of Phil Keegan, the world is out there. Travel safe and go. All right. So have fun. No, we'll check in with you when you get back. We'll be watching on social media. So don't post too much, but post enough that we can keep up with you. But Ricky and I will carry on in your absence. You know,
go on.
Do you notice who's always here no matter what? It's always me. Well, all stuff's here. So that's how it works. Anyway, so that's just kind of how, and I'm a control freak. So let's face it. All right. So we'll be back again on Monday with a great trip report. But until then, have a great weekend. Stay safe. And for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wishing you an awesome weekend. And until we talk again, we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.